sorry, for another PSA message. I've been studying for about a month and a half now as well. In the first month, I just did the lessons over and over and over with AirPop quizzes. Since the start of this month, I've been taking the actual exam test that they ask you to take. I've taken well over 100 of those practice exams, and I'm like between 95 and 100, so I'll probably miss maybe one or two questions. But I'm using Ham Radio Prep as my online programming to do this, and then I have the ARRL Technician's License Handbook study guide that I received from another radio operator.
Copy that. I also have the ARRL handbook. And I actually think I found a couple of mistakes in that book.
RVG 829.
Hang on, 829, I'll let you go after me. I'm not aware of any errors, and I'm not knowledgeable enough to give you an honest answer about that, because this is all new to me on the ham side, so I'm not going to comment on that. 829, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in and tell you guys, if you're studying for ham exams, it would probably behoove you to find a ham radio club and work with them, because usually the ham radio clubs are the ones that put the exams on. Plus, you'll get a lot of support from like-minded people. I'm a general class ham right now. I use the ham radio exam, the ham exam prep, I think it was, the website for the general. For the technician class, I just studied on my own and took practice tests. But either way you go, the support that you'll get from having a club membership is, it's so cheap. It's like $20 a year, and it's totally worth your money and your time.
That other station, go ahead.
Well, thank you for the observations and the instructions, and I will certainly take that into consideration. This is WSDH 380, standing by.
H29, is this George?
H29, standing by.
I think I covered you, H29, is this George?
I'm Jeff. Who's this?
My bad. I meant Jeff from the Troy Repeater and Sterling Heights CERT program.
Well, hi, Don. How are you today?
Well, now I got that right. I guess I'm winner, winner, chicken dinner, but when you got a spreadsheet with as many people as I have, it's hard to keep everything straight. But, a lot of the guys that I have breakfast with on Saturday mornings have been twisting my arm, and I've been getting a lot of support from them. And me living in Madison Heights and Hazel Park being a neighboring city of mine, I will most likely look at their radio club because it is local for me. And I've already talked to the owner or to the director or the leader of that group, and he mentioned it to me, and I said, we'll talk about it further once I pass the exam. And it looks like I should pass it with no problem. As far as the general, great. My timeout light was flashing. They're asking, some of the guys are telling me, just take it. And I said, no, I'm not. I've already done a few tests on it. And I scored passable scores, but I went back and I kind of sort of cheated. You know, I failed the first time the question pool, and then I went back over the answers that I missed and got them right and scored enough to do it. But it's a whole different line of thinking right now. So I want to get the tech out of the way and then take a little break and before the end of the year, start doing, working on the general, and that maybe the extra, but at least to the general. But it's the guys that I have breakfast with, and one that we recently had passed away, and I'm actually doing it because he was the biggest help, and I'm kind of doing it in his honor.
Yeah, I copy that. Now, when you go to take your technician class exam, assuming that you pass it, you're going to be offered a free opportunity to take the general. There's absolutely nothing wrong with taking it and failing it. Do it anyway, just to get the experience of taking it. And who knows, you might pass. It only takes a few minutes to go through it, so it's worth a try.